Dugout and to the field, it's time for high school softball on Kansaland Radio. All the action from the clutch hits, flashes of leather, and big pitches right here on Kansaland Radio. Now let's head live to the ball diamond for all the action.
A while since we've had a really solid weather day here for some high school softball on KNZA. 71 degrees as we get set for first pitch between Jackson Heights and McLeod. Thank you so much for tuning in this afternoon. Brandon Tam, and we got Crendon Prophet here on the Cobra Channel as well, as we got the top two teams in the NEKL standings duking it out here for some afternoon softball. McLeod, the 2-1A defending state champions, and then Jackson Heights coming in with a solid 11-5 record, 8-4 mark in league play. Let's get you the lineups for today's game, and we'll start with Jackson Heights. Gracie Kausert will lead things off. She's the sophomore catcher. Taylor Bosley will bat second. She is the junior shortstop. Natalia Keough is a freshman. She bats third and plays at first base. Jennifer Buck in the cleanup spot, the junior right fielder. Maddie Bacon, a sophomore left fielder, bats fifth. Batting sixth is Brent Shoup, the sophomore center fielder. Layla Cochran, the sophomore pitcher, she will bat seventh. Tegan Fisher bats eighth. She is the freshman second baseman. And McKinley Mulroy, she is a junior third baseman and batting ninth. So that rounds it out for Jackson Heights here in this contest. Kausert catching, Bosley at short, Keough at first, Buck in right, Bacon in left, Shoup in center, Cochran pitching, Fisher at second base, and Mulroy is at third base. For the defending state champs in McLeod, 18-2 overall. They are undefeated in league play. They'll go like this here today under head coach Ballard Patterson. It'll be Crescenda Vandell leading things off, the junior shortstop. Summer Wyatt bats second. She is the senior center fielder. Danny Lee, the junior pitcher, bats third. A lot to talk about with her as we go through the broadcast. Taylor Edmonds, a freshman first baseman, she'll bat in the cleanup spot. Marissa Carey is a senior third baseman. She bats fifth. Leanna Patz will bat sixth. She is the senior catcher. Leanna Larson, the junior second baseman, she'll bat seventh. Abby Patz, the junior left fielder, bats eighth. And Charlie Coffin, the sophomore right fielder, rounding things out for the Bulldogs. So again, Bandell at short, Wyatt in center, Lee pitching, Edmonds at first, Carey at third, Patz at catcher. You got Larson at second, Abby Patz in left, and Coffin is the right fielder. Again, absolutely gorgeous day, no wind really at all. It's Brandon Tamman again alongside Crendon Prophet, Seth Tollefson, our studio producer, and we see the best team in Class 2-1A, the defending champs in McLeod. Let's start with the Bulldogs. We got the reigning and defending champs in the 2-1A. Pitcher of the year inside the circle, that's Danny Lee. And she has had a dominant season as we are underway with Jackson Heights stepping in. Gracie Kausert leads things off and takes a fastball. First pitch strike from Danny Lee, and we are officially underway. About 95% of the field is sunshine. There's a little bit of shade in foul territory, but an absolutely gorgeous afternoon. Kausert takes one up and outside. It's one ball and one strike. A sophomore catcher batting from the left side takes another fastball in there for a strike, and watching the first three pitches is Kausert, and she's down one ball and two strikes. Danny Lee, a 13-2 record inside the circle this year, the reigning 2-1A pitcher of the year, as she throws one outside to even it up at 2-2. She has just a staggering 0.96 ERA, and opponent sitting just 123 off of her. And there's a swing and a miss at a high fastball. We're going to have a lot of strikeouts potentially with Lee, and she sits down the first batter of today's ball game. One up and one down.
Gracie Kausert there just at the bat. First up, was very patient, didn't take any swings in the first four pitches, swung in the last one, got over on the 2-3 count. Danny Lee off to a nice start pitching here for the McLeod Bulldogs.
Cobras 11-5 coming in. They're 8-4 in league play, coming off a sweep against Pleasant Ridge their last time out. And the first pitch, a swing and a foul ball by Bosley, and it's 0-1. Bosley enters today's game with 67. This will be her 68th plate appearance, and she has a 475 average, leads the team with 7 triples, also leads the team with 30 runs scored. Swing and a miss there. Pitch might have took a little bit off there was Lee, and quickly down, Bosley at 0-2.
Tell you what, it's a beautiful day, but the only heat here is the heat that's going to be coming out of the glove of Danny Lee. Just the fastball is right down the middle. That's going to cause a lot of strikes.
McLeod, there's a swing and a miss on a pitch that was low and in the dirt, and two up and two down. down, two strikeouts for Danny Lee, and that brings up Natalia Keough, the freshman first baseman.
I talked to someone last year about the matchup between Jackson Heights and McLeod, and one thing that they kind of brought up was it's about making contact. Jackson Heights has to make contact and just hit the ball. That's pretty much the big objective here now with Natalia Keough off the bat.
There's a swing and a miss at a fastball, and Keough starts behind at no balls and one strike. This is a McLeod team. Their run differential last year, they went 26-0 en route to that state championship, beating St. Mary's 3-0 in that title game. And there's another swing and a miss, makes it quickly 0-2. And they have given up here in 20 games so far this year, just 28 runs. It's 1.4 runs per game they surrender. And offensively, McLeod giving up, scoring on offense, 13 runs per game. Keough takes one upstairs, one ball and two strikes. Lee trying to make quick work and strike out the side here in the first. And a good check swing there. Holding the bat is Keough, laying off a high fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. The first two strikeouts for Lee were 192 and 193 on the year. She's closing in on a 200 strikeout season. Could reach that mark here today. Another good eye by Keough. The count runs full after a pitch that was low and inside. It's 3-2. And takes a pitch high. Ball four. Good at bat for Keough, and that's a two-out walk.
Keough kept very patient there. Saw the same pitch kind of go high, so the umpire wasn't really calling those high middle pitches and was able to take the last one for a walk.
So Keough at first, two outs, just getting going, no score, top of the first here at McLeod. Fifth time that Keough has walked this year, and for Lee, that is the 12th walk she has allowed inside the circle. It's Jennifer Buck who bats from the left side and quickly takes two right down the middle and falls behind, no balls and two strikes. Two strikeouts, still a chance to strike out the side. Danny Lee inside the circle and fires. Swing and a miss. Fastball that grazed the outside corner, but nonetheless, Buck swung through it. And it is three strikeouts in the first inning for the reigning pitcher of the year in Class 2-1A. No score. We head to the bottom of the first inning. It's high school softball here on KNCA.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at Holton Hospital. Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mihus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
High school softball here on KNZA this afternoon from McLeod. Bulldogs and Jackson Heights, no score as we head to the bottom of the first inning. Crescenda Vandell, Summer Wyatt, and Danny Lee, top third of the Bulldogs order. The reigning 2-1A state champions, and certainly a heavy favorite to not only get back to that state tournament, but a chance to go back-to-back. They're 18-2 overall, coming off an 18-0 and 14-0 sweep at Atchison last Monday. And they'll face Layla Cochran inside the circle. Her first pitch a little low, a little outside, and it's one ball and no strikes here to Vandell. Vandell, 592 average, All-State a year ago. 42 hits, including 12 RBIs and 40 runs scored. So the thing about Vandell, Crendon, she has 42 hits coming in. 41 of the 42 have been singles. She has one double.
And she's only recorded 12 RBIs. When I kind of saw that set, I'm like, man, 42 hits and only 12 RBIs. But you know, that's why she's the leadoff for a reason. She gets herself on base and she gets herself scored. She knows what her job is being the leadoff hitter here.
Good off-speed pitch there by Cochran. Had Vandell swinging over the top of it, and she now falls behind at 1-2. But again, she was All-State recognition a year ago. And she'll slap it to the left side, but just left of the third base bag. And it stays 1-2.
Vandell just battling out early just to start the game, kind of get into the mind of the sophomore pitcher from Jack Slice. Let me tell you, I've seen Layla Cochran, I've seen her pitch a couple of games. She's pitched a no-hitter on the year against JCN, the first no-hitter in Jack Slice history. You know, she's going to try to beat that mental.
Good eye there by Vandell. Pitch was very close to being strike three, but just off the outer edge. And it evens up, 2-2. Cochran comes in, 54 1/3 innings pitch. She has a 6.57 ERA. Here's a little blooper towards shallow center, coming on and making a diving athletic catch. Is Shoop in center field, and a nice defensive effort for out number one.
It's a good play to start defensively for Jackson Heights. Center fielder coming up, making the diving play.
Here is the senior center fielder now, Summer Wyatt. Steps in with a 471 average. Bats from the right side, up in the box. First pitch by Cochran. Tails away outside, 1-0.
One thing I want to talk about McLeod, they got three seniors here in the batting order. They're 1-9. Jackson Heights, they don't have a single senior on the roster.
These two could easily be the top two teams next year as well, as you just kind of look at it in that sense, as Wyatt fouls one away, 1-1.
Tell you what, not just Jackson Heights and McLeod, but also Oskaloosa. I also got to watch a couple Oskaloosa games. Leigh Pollan, their pitcher, freshman, she had 102 strikeouts in the game I called her, just leading up to that point on the season. And tell you what, she's a good left-handed pitcher.
Another pitch, tails outside, 2-1. Here to Summer Wyatt. Again, great afternoon for some baseball. Of course, we had a heavy stretch of rain here in the last week or so. A lot of games moving around. You can still see some spots on the field, and that one is just inside the line, bloop to shallow left field, and extending it, hesitating, and able to get to second base, and now the throw gets away, and it goes all the way to Keough at first, and rounding third, and nearly deciding to go home is Wyatt, but nonetheless, she will hold it third, so that's going to be, I would think, a single and an error.
That'd be an error from the left fielder.
That would be just a throw-off line by Bacon and left.
It's really unfortunate. Kind of had her between the wickets, between first and second base, but just the miscue on the throw allows Wyatt to get to third base.
So it'll go down as, at least unofficially, a single and then an error. So at third base is Wyatt, and here is the, you could argue, maybe the best player at the 2-1A level right now in Danny Lee, who has a 667 average. And she smashes one to center field. That's going towards the fence at the wall and leaping over, and it's gone for a home run.
To start the game, her first up at bat and her first pitch down the middle, she takes dead center 200 feet. Just what an incredible hit. And also want to give a shout out to Bryn Shoop down there. She kind of fell over the fence.
Let's
line.
Not ignore Shoop. Again, the fence is maybe 3-4 feet high, and she goes crashing over the fence in what would have been an absolutely amazing catch, but in dead center, 200 on, and that is the 14th home run of the year for Danny Lee, driving in Wyatt, RBIs number 43 and 44. And just like that, McLeod out to a 2-0 lead.
Yeah, 14th home run, 39th hit on the year. Tell you what, she's just an absolute excellent player. So now 43 RBIs total and 44 runs scored. She's just an absolute unit of a player. And she continues that here on her home stand.
So 2-0, the McLeod lead on a two-run shot by Danny Lee. And that brings up the freshman first baseman, Taylor Edmonds. A little closed on her stance, batting from the right side. Cochran tries to reset, gathers. First pitch outside, 1-1. Well, you mentioned the numbers and the accolades. Danny Lee was the 2-1A pitcher of the year last year, but she could potentially sweep player of the year and pitcher of the year, depending on how the Bulldogs go through here the next 2 or 3 weeks with postseason play coming up and potentially a berth in the state tournament. Here's an 0-1 pitch. Inside. or correction, it is now 1-1. Edmonds, a .500 average. She's had limited time this year, 8 hits. She has 2 doubles, a home run. She has driven in 8 and has scored 6 times.
Tell you what, she's got a great OPS percentage, 1.312. She can really get on base.
That's from the right side. Closed on her stance. Fouls it straight back towards us here. And it's 2-2.
One thing I do want to kind of bring to attention, the netting that McLeod softball uses, and then the board at the bottom, you know, kind of looking in the future, maybe some wild pitches, some pass balls that hit this backdrop here, how that might affect some later plays on in the game.
2-0 McLeod here in the bottom of the first. Nobody on and one out. 2-2 pitch. Or I should say that was a 3-2 pitch, and it's low and in the dirt. Ball 4, and Edmonds walks. And she will take first base with still one out. That'll bring up a senior third baseman, Marissa Carey. Carey enters game this afternoon with a .517 average, 30 hits, 6 doubles, 4 triples, a home run. She has driven in 21.
One thing I'd like to bring to attention, right now it's entering the bottom of the 2, Jackson Heights baseball versus McLeod. Right now McLeod leads 2-0, and McLeod is now up to bat.
We'll have a courtesy runner, that is Hannah Hole, who will take over for Edmonds at first base. So courtesy runner, Hole at first, after the Edmonds walk. Carey, number 5 in the order, getting ready to check in, wearing number 19 on the back of the jersey. White tops, black pants for the home Bulldogs. Green tops, gray pants for the road Cobras. Here this afternoon, a 2-0 start for the Bulldogs. Still trying to do some damage here in the first, and first pitch to Carey is in there for a strike. Danny Lee, a 2-run home run. Straight away center field. Shoop out there at center, went diving over the fence. It was all good. Came back over it. What would have been an absolutely spectacular catch, but just couldn't do it. Carey shows bunts and tips it away and is now quickly down. No balls and 2 strikes. Hold the courtesy runner at first base. And still just one out. And Cochran fires. Swing and a miss. And a strikeout of Carey. And for Cochran, that is her 75th strikeout of the season.
It's a solid strikeout, especially to get the confidence back in the young sophomore after giving up a home run. Sometimes a player might be a little shaken, but be able to come up and make a respawn like that, it's pretty positive.
Runner at first, now 2 outs. And a foul ball for the senior catcher, Leanna Patz, and it's 0-1. Patz comes in, .455 average, 25 hits, 6 doubles, 2 home runs. Takes a pitch, looking all the way, and it clips the outside corner. And Cochran jumps out in front, 0-2. So a chance to get out of the inning with just the 2 runs allowed on the home run by Danny Lee. Hold the courtesy runner at first. Here's the pitch that is going to be fair. Wow, it just stayed inside the line down the third base line, and now the throw comes in. Here's a play at the plate, and not in time. And now a throw to third is also not in time. So everyone is safe. Boy, from our angle, that looked like it was going to be a foul ball. But Patch drops it inside the line. And driving in, Hole, the courtesy runner, heads up base running to make it 3-0. I believe that'll go down as a double for Pats, and then getting to third on the throw home. Not officially. That would be Pats' 7th double of the year. Now here's a swing and a fly ball center field. Shoop comes in to make the catch to retire the side. That was Leanna Larson who flew out to end the inning. So the heavy hitter in Danny Lee, a 2-run shot plus an RBI by Leanna Patz, and 1 inning in the books. It's McLeod 3 and Jackson Heights nothing.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
You want to bank on your time, at your convenience? At GN Bank, our technology gives you banking access anytime, anywhere, and features online, mobile, and voice banking. Need to deposit a check? Use our easy and secure mobile deposit. We also tailor banking solutions for business customers. Terms and conditions apply. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com.
Kansaland Radio.
Three runs, two hits, one left for McLeod in the home first, highlighted by a Danny Lee two-run home run. We head to the second inning of play here, high school softball on KNZA. Jackson Heights trailing 3-0. It'll be 5, 6, and 7 in the Cobras' order against Danny Lee, Maddie Bacon, Bryn Shoup, and Layla Cochran.
Cobras, like I said, just trying to get hot up at bat. That's pretty much the important thing if you're a Cobra fan. You're just trying to get these girls out here facing a, you know, what some may be considering a D1 pitcher, getting hot at bat. These teams are not playing in the same regional. So, you know, Jackson Heights, they have a chance to at least compete for their side of possibly their own regional outing.
Yeah, we'll talk about that as we continue on. This will be the 63rd plate appearance of the year for Maddie Bacon, the sophomore left fielder. 4.35 average, takes a strike here, even if the count, one ball and one strike. Jackson Heights going into action today was sitting at the 4 seed in the Wabunsee Regional. Mission Valley, Onega, and Valley Heights, three teams, above them in the standings there. Interesting to see how things will shake out here down the final week and a half or so of the regular season. Count now 1-2 on Bacon. The pitch in there, knee-high fastball looking all the way, and Bacon is the 4th strikeout victim here in the early going. That'll bring up Bryn Shoup, the sophomore center fielder who went crashing over the fence trying to catch that home run and hit off the bat at Danny Lee in the first. And we'll step up here, batting from the right side. 59th plate appearance, a 370 average.
Danny Lee already off to a hot start, 4 strikeouts on the game.
Swing and a miss there by Shoup, and it's 0-1. Well, at this rate, she will eclipse the 200 strikeout mark on the year. Again, last year, she was the pitcher of the year in 2-1-A, and she had 118 strikeouts in 51 innings, and she's approaching 200 strikeouts here, and we're still not even to postseason play yet.
Like I mentioned, there's a lot of good pitchers in the AKL this league. There was the girl from Oskaloosa I mentioned earlier. As far as I'm aware, she was at 126 strikeouts on the year, but that was about 2 or 3 weeks ago last time I saw her, so she could be up there too.
There's another one as Shoup goes down. 3 swings and misses, and 2 up and 2 down. 2 more strikeouts make it 5 for Danny Lee. That strikeout count to 196 on the year. Here's Layla Cochran, the sophomore pitcher. Bats from the left side, takes a fastball in there, strike 1. This will be the 51st plate appearance for Cochran. 364 average, 12 hits, and 4 doubles. She has driven in 3, actually leads the team in walks this year with 17. And she has only struck out 12 times compared to the 17 walks, but quickly gets down 0-2. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. And down it goes Cochran. And just like that, 3 strikeouts in the inning and 6 in the game for Danny Lee. So 1.5 in the books. We head to the home second. It's McLeod 3 and Jackson Heights nothing.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
At Bergston Insurance in Holton, we've recently helped multiple families save hundreds of dollars on their insurance premiums. With spring and summer activities coming up, how would these savings benefit you and your family? Don't let insurance stress your finances. Let's make shopping it easy for you. Call Bergston Insurance in Holton right now at 364-3771. Bergston Insurance. Count on us, a name you can trust.
101.9 FM, KNZA.
High school softball on KNZA this afternoon. Brandon, Crendon, we got Seth in studio, keeping us locked in and on the air. McLeod defending 2-1A state champs, a 3-0 lead at home against Jackson Heights as we start the home second inning. It'll be 8-9-1 in the McLeod order. Abby Patz, junior left fielder, will lead things off, tries to bunt, fouls it away, and it's 0-1. Abby Patz, the junior. That's from the left side. They got a good mix of righties and lefties down the lineup, which is always a good thing to have. Little closed on the stance. Cochran's pitch will lay a bunt down. It plops right in between home and first and not in time as Pats beats out the throw, and now it gets into right field. And that throw will allow Pats to get to second base. So it'll be a bunt single and a throwing error by the catcher and Cowserts. The second error of the game for Jackson Heights, and Pats in the scoring position with nobody out.
Sometimes it's not all about hitting power, but it's just about pure speed right there. Abby Patz able to outrun to first base. The error was able to help her reach the second.
Here's Coffin who steps in. This is Charlie Coffin, the sophomore right fielder. Shows bunt, pulls back, pitches away for ball one.
Tell you what, I've already seen three batters now show bunt here for McLeod through their entire lineup, 1-9.
Now batted another lefty at the plate. Coffin puts it down beautifully, and the only play is at first. Keough does make the play, and a good cover over there at first base. So it's the runner to third, but the first out is recorded.
I'll tell you what, there's a good strategy with getting the bunt, trying to get runners on base, so that way you can head up back to your leadoff here with Jacinda Vandell.
Vandell also a lefty. Chance to drive in a run here. Fouls the first pitch away, and it's 0-1. Flew out to center field, her first at bat, and is 0-1 on the day. So a single and an error. Got past the second to start the inning. Coffin gets her to third on the bunt. One out, runner at third. And another bunt try. It's fouled away, and Vandell quickly down. No balls and two strikes. 42 hits coming in with a 5.92 average. She's driven in 12 and a chance to drive in her 13th run of the year. Pitch by Cochran is a foul ball out of play to the right side, and it stays 0-2.
That one was real close inside, almost even grazed Vandell, but she still took the tight swing.
Just enough to keep it alive for at least one more pitch. Be a big strikeout if Cochran can get one in there. Here is the pitch, and just missed. A little up and a little out. And it's one ball and two strikes. Good eye there for Vandell. Of course, we've mentioned as the next pitch is low and outside, 2-2. Of course, mentioning Danny Lee and her accolades, pitcher of the year in 2-1A, but head coach Ballard Patterson, of course, for the Bulldogs, classification coach of the year. He was also the all-classes coach of the year as well. That 26-0 season and state championship run, field here named after him. So he has done a lot for this program.
Not just the program, but McLeod itself, bringing the first championship amongst all sports to McLeod with a softball title. It's really a big accomplishment.
And certainly a chance to go back-to-back. Another 2-2 pitch is hit to shallow left center field, and it drops in for a hit, and this is going to be a hustle double. Just the second extra base hit of the year for Crescenda Vandell, and it's going to go down as an RBI double. Just the speed too much, and it's 4-0 in favor of McLeod.
Saw it hit from the leadoff, double. They able to hit it right between the shallow gap and left center.
That brings up Summer Wyatt, singled and scored in the first. And the pitch is low for ball one, and stealing from second to third is Vandell. So moving up on the pitch in the dirt. Wyatt scored on the two-run homer by Danny Lee, who awaits on deck. Next pitch up and outside And it's two balls and no strikes here to Summer Wyatt. McLeod came into this game today averaging just over 13 runs per game. 10 of their 18 wins have been shutouts. Pitch fouled away by Wyatt. Two balls and one strike. Bandel, the runner at third, with still one out. Good off-speed pitch. Pulled the string, and swinging over the top of it was Wyatt. And it evens up at two balls and two strikes. That was a really good pitch by Layla Cochran. Still has a chance to get a big strikeout here. Let's see if she does. Not this time. Pitches low, and it's 3-2. So it runs full with Danny Lee due up next. And the numbers for Lee, pretty staggering. And first at bat was a home run. And want to keep as many off the bases as you can when she's up there. Here's a high fly ball. First base side, and it pops out of the glove of Keough, and that's going to be an error. And the run is in. Just a routine pop-up to the first base side. Not sure if the sun is any kind of factor in that scenario. Can't really tell, but that's one that's got to be made. And Wyatt is on via the air. Third error, the Cobras defense. And here's Danny Lee, who ropes one to right center field on the first pitch. And that is over and gone. I couldn't tell at first. It looked like a line shot that maybe hit the top of the fence, but couldn't tell if it bounced back or not. It did not. It went over, and 2 for 2 day so far for Danny Lee with 2 home runs. She drives in 2 more. Make it now 15 home runs on the season for Danny Lee. And I forget, she is only a junior. And just like that, it is 7-0.
Tell you what, back-to-back home runs, hit dead center. She just has a great eye and location for the fastball. I don't see much more in this game that, assuming Layla is continuing this one out here, I doubt she'll be pitching much more to the inside against Danny Lee.
Was first pitch swinging, just a line shot. See, the first one she hit was high. That was a straight line drive, that second one, and just cleared the fence. A 200 sign in center. Good off-speed pitch by Cochran there. Evens it up here for Taylor Edmonds at 1-1, who walked and scored on the Pat single in the first. So 4 more runs have scored here for the Bulldogs. They have a 7-0 lead here in the home second. Next pitch low and inside. 2-1 now on Edmonds. And the lone losses for McLeod. They were swept at Rossville back on the 16th. Those finals were 6-3 and 9-1. Rossville, very good club in Class 3A, and that's loss in Game 1 to Rossville. That snapped a 42-game winning streak for McLeod. Counts even, 2-2 here to Edmonds. Next pitch outside, and it runs full at 3-2.
Yeah, we talked about McLeod maybe even attempting a three-peat for a championship, and right now they're going for the two-peat. But they're kind of looking like axle football in the way of softball as it goes.
There's a swing and a miss. Good pitch and a much-needed out for Cochran. That's her second strikeout here today. And Edmonds down swinging. That brings up Carey. Nobody on. 2 outs here in the home second. Bulldogs in control with a 7-0 lead. Foul ball on the first pitch by Carey. Out of play right side. It's 0-1. Danny Lee, 2 for 2, 2 home runs, and 4 driven in.
Just a quick up.
Yep, got the baseball score behind
us. Quick update, top of the 4, McLeod up 3-0 against Jackson Heights. Cobras up to bat.
Got to appreciate the umpires here for both sides, wanting to get them out early and kind of got started a few minutes earlier than normal. Here's a ground ball left side, could end the inning, should end the inning. And it does end the inning. Nice play by Mulroy over at third base. But another highlight, of course, for Danny Lee. Another 2-run home run in the books. She has 2 today and 4 driven in. 7-0, the Bulldogs lead it as we head to the third inning here on KNZA.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist. Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-thru on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
Kansaland Radio.
McLouth, a 7-0 lead over Jackson Heights. It's high school softball here today on KNCA. Brandon, we got Crendon, Seth in studio on the ones and twos. The third inning is underway. Danny Lee is back to work. She has recorded 6 outs. All 6 have been via the strikeout. It'll be 8-9-1 in the Jackson Heights order here in the third. Leading off here is Tegan Fisher. That's from the right side, rocking 1 batting glove on the left hand. Swing and a miss at the first pitch for strike number 1. Fisher, 58 plate appearances now. 460 is her average. 23 hits, 4 doubles. She has driven in 13. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, and it's quickly 0-2.
Say what, every swing has just been under the pitch, sometimes late or early, but it's always just been right under. The exception of the fastball and sometimes the breaker and rise ball here from Danny Lee is just really impressive.
There's another swing and a miss at a fastball, and now it's gone so far. Another batter up, and another strikeout for Lee. 7 for 7 for strikeouts and outs here in this game today. Cobras had a base runner in the first. It was a 2-out walk to Keough, but that is all they have had to this point against Danny Lee. Here's McKinley Mulroy. Takes a strike. Number 9 hitter in the Cobras order. Mulroy, 66 plate appearances now with this one. A 341 average, 15 hits, 4 doubles. She has driven in 13 and has scored 24 runs. That's from the right side, swing and a miss, and it's quickly 0-2. Oh, the sun is really peaking here.
Oh, it's getting warm, especially even in the shade.
There's a swing and a miss. Another strikeout.
That'll make 6 straight strikeouts for Danny Lee.
That's given up the 2-out walk in the first. 8 strikeouts now. All 8 outs have been via the strikeout. She was a recent Athlete of the Week, and you always just have a few kids kind of written down as far as, like, depending on the sport, who they're playing with. But Danny Lee's one of those select few that could easily be an Athlete of the Week every single week. Or just the dominance that she continues to do. And first 2 pitches missing here to Calcerts. Top of the order here. It's 2-0. That's from the left side. Open on her stance. 7-0. The Bulldogs leading here in the top of the third. Lee is dominant at the plate as she's been inside the circle, but the first 3 missing here. So Calcert down, or I should say ahead in the count. 3 balls and no strikes. And swings and misses at a fastball. It was a little bit up and in. Could have maybe been ball 4, but had the green light there and missed that fastball, so it's 3-1. Next pitch by Lee. Swing and a miss. Quickly 3-2. So a chance to come back after falling behind 3-0 here to Calcert. A chance. The strikeouts. Number 9, and there it is. Swing and a miss. Brought the heat. Did not repeat. So Lee continuing to dominate here today, both offensively and inside the circle. To the home third we go. It's all McLouth. A 7-0 lead over Jackson Heights. It's high school softball here on KNZA.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
High school softball here on KNZA this afternoon. Beautiful day weather-wise after a heavy stretch of rain over the last few days, causing postponements and some cancellations throughout the area. Teams trying to decide, do we make them up? Do we not make them up? It's just kind of hit or miss at this point in the season.
Wait, I might want to hold your breath on that. The rest of this week isn't looking too much better.
Of course. Sounds all right.
Wednesday, Thursday, there's some makeup games happening on Wednesday for some teams. So, yeah, no, it's going to be a rough makeup time for a lot of these baseball and softball teams.
Pats, Larson, and Pats do up. You got Leanna Pats, Leanna Larson, and Abby Pats do up here in the McLouth. Bottom of the third inning against Layla Cochran. There's a swing and a miss, evening up the count here to Pats, who doubled in a run in the first and drove in the courtesy runner hole on that double. Count even, one ball and one strike. Next pitch in the dirt. It's two balls and one strike.
One thing I kind of want to mention about Jackson Heights, they wear wristbands. And Lila, she's getting those calls from her head coach, Samantha Carson, on what pitches she should really kind of work into some of these elite players here from McLeod.
There's a foul tip. Evens the count. Two balls and two strikes here on the senior catcher, Leanna Pats. So McLeod at this point on pace to earn the top seed. They'll be hosting a regional here in a couple of weeks. Very familiar with, of course, a lot of these teams in the league, Valley Falls, Oskaloosa, and Troy. Troy's supposed to be here on Thursday, and we're scheduled to have that broadcast for you, but as you mentioned again, the weather could be a factor. There's a strike three. It was dropped by the catcher and Kouser, but completes the out with a throw to first and Pats is down for out number one.
Tell you what, there's a good game actually going on in softball, Troy versus Oskaloosa. I'm sure if anyone might have extra Twitter, the TVL Twitter page might be keeping you updated with that score. That might be a really good game.
Troy, of course, going to make the jump to the NEKL next year. Deucing out of the TVL, joining Riverside, who makes the jump from the Big 7 to the NEKL. So, again, we've talked about it a lot over the year and the broadcast throughout about those changes next year with the leagues and teams coming in, and that's going to be super exciting for our area with how things are going to look here moving into 24 and 25. Good pitch there by Cochran, clips the outside corner. And here to Larson, it is two balls and one strike. Nobody on, and one out here in the home third. 7-0, McLouth leading, and there's a sharp single to left. Right between Mulroy and Bosley in a one-out single, and Larson has her first hits of the afternoon. She's now 1-for-2.
Anyway, Jack Science hasn't had a bad start to every single one of these innings so far. Usually kind of recording that within the first two batters in every inning. But just kind of after that, the falling snowball effect, every batter that comes up somehow gains more confidence from a club. That's what you want to see from your team, is to see a player kind of come out, start an inning, get out, but then come up with another batter and go, all right, I want to get on base. My next teammate, they're going to get me in.
Here's Abby Pats, the junior left fielder. Singled and also got the second on an error, came around to score. And now lays down a beautiful bunt between catcher and home. And now you got a pickle here between second and third, but nobody's covering third. And it's starting to unravel a little bit here for Jackson Heights. dancing in between home and third is the runner in Larson. Thought about going home, and ultimately on a lazy throw back to the pitcher, Pat's able to get up to second base.
So what, that was a beautiful bunt. It just made contact with the bat, and she just dropped it straight down onto the ground, and she took off with some speed.
So again, a bunt single, and then getting to second base on the throw to third. Second and third, one out. Here is Charlie Coffin. Takes a pitch outside for ball one. She laid a sack bunt down in her first at-bat to advance a runner. Now has a big RBI chance here with two in scoring position. Still only one out in the inning. Here's a 1-0 by Cochran. Slap to the left side, and it's going to be just inside the line. Everybody's safe, and it's fair. It was picked up by Mulroy right before it hit the third base bag, but it was on the line. And that's going to be an infield RBI single for Coffin. So Larson scores from third, and Pats held true at second base. So you've got Coffin at first, Abby Pats at second base, one out. Score now 8-0 McLeod. There's another slow roller left side, and Mulroy fires over to first for the out, and a big second out, but it moves both the runners up. Abby Pats going to third, and Charlie Coffin now moving up to second base, as that was Vandell who stepped in and grounded out to third. So two outs now and two on. Here's Summer Wyatt. At the rate this game is gone, you want to get Wyatt here. Danny Lee stands on deck, and she's 2-for-2 with two home runs and four driven in.
Jack Sines just wants to extend this game, play as long as they can.
There's a foul ball out of play, evens the count, one ball and one strike.
If you're Jack Sines, you just really want opportunities offensively to get hits, get up at bats, get hot off the bat. I mean, you're playing the best team in 1-2 A-State softball. And like I said, you're not playing in the same regional, so stop preparing yourself.
That one's hit well to left, but playing it perfectly was Bacon out and left, and she makes the catch for the out. So McLeod will strand a couple, but they do add a run on an RBI single by Charlie Coffin. We head to the fourth inning of play. McLeod 8 and Jackson Heights nothing here on KNCA.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Hanzaland Radio.
One more run on three hits and one left for McLeod in the home third. It's an 8-0 Bulldogs lead here as Jackson Heights coming up to bat here in the fourth inning. Brandon, Crendon, Seth all with you here today. Beautiful day. Few clouds, but the sun is shining. There's no wind. Got a good crowd on hand. We got people walking dogs. Just a good day. Also a good day for Danny Lee, who's got 9 strikeouts in 3 innings. And if you know anything about softball, 3 outs in an inning, times it by 3, she has struck out every out to this point. And also has 2 home runs at the plate. So phenomenal game so far for Danny Lee as Bosley leads off here for the Cobras. Fouls the first pitch straight back. It's 0-1.
Yeah, Danny Lee, she's pretty much been limiting it to a 3-up, 3-down game for each inning. It's just really impressive play.
And a pitch at the knees, called strike 2, and it's 0-2 now. Bosley, a junior shortstop, came into today's game with a .475 average. Leads the team in both triples and runs scored. That's from the right side, open on the stance, and a swing and a miss. 10-for-10. Danny Lee, strikeouts and walks. Or I should say an outs, beg your pardon.
I don't know how many times I can repeat this. It almost feels like a broken record, but every kind of swing, is it feels like it's a little under and it's a little late behind, and it's kind of repertoire between batter to batter, your projectionite. So they got to kind of even themselves with that ball, and they got to swing a little faster.
Keough, kind of a half-hearted check swing, and it's in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Keough, the lone non-strikeout. She actually had a two-out walk in the first on a 3-2 pitch. Just missed up on that 3-2 pitch. Got it at first, but an immediate strikeout. And forgot to mention, coming in and didn't mention it right when she hit 200. That's now, after that last one, 201 strikeouts on the year for Dani Lee. And quickly now, one ball and two strikes here on Keough. With Jennifer Buck due up next. One out, nobody on. Top four. 8-0, the McLouth lead. Good eye there by Keough. Low and inside. Evens up at two balls and two strikes. So, yeah, I don't know about statistics and throughout the state, but I don't know how many girls at this point, regardless of team or classification, has more than 200 strikeouts this season alone.
She's definitely a one in a dozen. One in a pair, probably. I mean, she really kind of, she's like a diamond amongst gold, the way she stands out up on the mound.
Now, Keough goes down swinging, so two more strikeouts here in this inning for Dani Lee. So nobody on, two outs now. Here's Buck. That's on the left side, open on her stance. First pitch in there for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Looks like Jackson Heights just picked up their first run baseball, shortened it to a two-run game, 3-1.
That one is in the fifth on the field behind us. And a foul ball back into the netting there. Good swing for Buck, but couldn't quite get around it quick enough, and it's 0-2. 11 outs recorded by Dani Lee, all via the strikeout. Trying to go 12 for 12. Here is the 0-2. And a ground ball to the left side, and it's botched by the third baseman and carry, and that's going to allow the runner and Buck to get to first safely. Good speed. Unofficially, even if it's picked cleanly by Carey at third, not sure the throw would have even beat out Buck. So from now, it's going to go down as an infield single and the first hit of the game for Jackson Heights. There's a bunt try by Bacon. It's fouled away, and it's 0-1.
Regardless, it's good fundamental base running from Jennifer Buck. Just to kind of see that play. Hey, it's a pretty short bunt. Looks like the play could be made 5-3, but she still takes off running, runs straight through, and whether you want to deem that an error or just a good bunt, she still cleanly ran through the base with absolute speed.
Bacon, that's her 21st hit. Or I should say that was Buck's 21st hit. There's a steal attempt, and the throw by Pats goes into center field. So Buck with a stolen base and into scoring position with two outs. But Bacon is down in the count, 0-2. But Buck was also down in the count, 0-2, before the infield hit. He's at second base, two outs. Here's an 0-2. Swing and a miss. And Dani Lee does it again. She has recorded 12 outs. They have all come via the strikeout. So we head to the home fourth here in McLouth. It's all Bulldogs. 8-0 over Jackson Heights. It's high school softball here on KNZA.
Farmer State Bank has an all-in-one home improvement product for our purchases or refinance. We call it our purchase improvement loan.
That's Ryan Befford, mortgage loan officer at the Farmer State Bank.
It allows a borrower to obtain funds to purchase an outdated home for sale on the market, as well as obtain construction funds simultaneously.
Hometown banking with your neighbor and friends. That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Kansaland Radio.
8-0 McLouth. It's high school softball here on KNZA to the home fourth. Brandon Crinden with the Cobra Channel joining us here as always. We appreciate it. Seth Tollison, our studio producer. Dani Lee is going to lead things off here for McLouth in the home fourth, 3, 4, and 5, and you can't get more perfect than what Danny Lee has done here today. Inside the circle, she has recorded 12 outs. They have all been strikeouts. And she fouls the first pitch away here. This is her third at-bat, and her first two at-bats were two-run home runs. So she's 2 for 2, 2 home runs, 4 RBIs. She has pitched 4 innings and has struck out 12.
As I kind of mentioned earlier, you might want to avoid pitching straight down the middle on her. She hit 2 dead center, 200, so I'm not sure if the best bet here is to try to keep messing with the dog, because will pound it all the way to the house.
Well, Lee fouled another one away, so Cochran has the advantage here at 0-2. Next pitch low. 1 ball and 2 strikes. Good eye there for Lee. And both of her first 2 home runs were on the first pitch.
Well, that's just confidence, being able to walk up there and not be able to think twice, but just to take a good contact swing, power swing, straight on through and finish with it.
Well, here's a high fly ball down the right field line. It's going to be in foul territory, and it drops. And she'll get another, at least one more pitch here, Will Lee. Still 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lee, Edmonds, and Carey due up in the inning for the Bulldogs here. They have an 8-0 lead. They scored 3 in the first, 4 in the second, and then 1 in the third. Came into today 18-2 overall. And undefeated in league play. That one just missed. Man, that was a great pitch by Cochran, but just off the outer edge, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes.
That's a great batter up there, Danny Lee, being able to take that one for a ball.
There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Danny Lee. Just the handful of times. Hasn't struck out much this year, but a good pitch there for Cochran, and Lee is the first out here in the fourth.
You know, it's going to give a little bit of confidence up the way that Cochran. The last 2 pitches she had before Danny Lee came back up to the plate for the third time tonight were home run hits. That time, able to strike her out in a 1-3 count. Just beautiful.
That's the first out here in the home fourth. Here is, looks like we're going to have a pitch hitter here for Edmonds. It is going to be Elizabeth Sabelka. There's a swing and a miss there. Quickly 0-2 now for Sabelka. So taking the spot of Edmonds. Quickly down 0-2. Pitch to Sabelka is high and outside. 1 ball and 2 strikes. That's our first substitution of the game today. She'll bat from the right side. There's a swing and a miss. And Cochran, another strikeout. So 2 up and 2 down. And here's Carey. Carey's 0-for-2, a strikeout and a ground out.
Crocker on the night so far. 5 strikeouts for herself, so she's not doing too bad.
A strikeout in the first, a strikeout in the second, a strikeout in the third, and 2 here in the fourth. First pitch missing. 1 ball, no strikes here to Carey. Another pitch up and away. 2-0. Carey entered the game today. 517. The batting average, 30 hits, including 6 doubles and 4 triples. She has gone yard once and has driven in 21. Also had 14 stolen bases. That's walks. 14 walks coming into the game. She fouled away that last pitch. Makes it 2 balls and 1 strike. 2 outs, nobody on. McLaus' lead is 8-0. Cochran trying to go down, send him down in order. 1-2-3 here, and there's another foul tip there by Carey, and evens up at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
There's also a shutout in the other part of the field. It looks like the one run that Jackson scored, at least from what I see from the score thing, it says 0, so it's a 4-0 game. So it's a shutout on both sides here, softball and baseball, for McLeod.
See if Cochran can strike out the side here. The 2-2 is low, and it evens up 3 balls and 2 strikes. So 3-2. Coming up here for Marissa Carey, senior third baseman. Bulldogs looking for win number 19, and here's one off the end of the bat. Coming in and making a snow cone catch towards the dirt is Fisher, the second baseman. That was nicely done, and for the first time, McLeod, they go down in order. 1-2-3. We hit the fifth. 8-0 McLeod here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody, Ireland, with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs, we excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
A hailstorm can mean devastation to a crop. With so much riding on your bottom line, get the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. Beth Dieters can provide you with hail coverage for your growing crop. Take a few minutes to protect whatever Mother Nature can destroy in a few seconds with hail and other perils. Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas. 785-334-CROP. An equal opportunity provider.
Kansaland Radio.
High school softball here today. Beautiful afternoon. 71 at first pitch here in McLouth as the Bulldogs looking to go to 19-2 on the year. They have an 8-0 lead here on Jackson Heights as we start the fifth inning. It'll be 6-7-8 in the Cobras' order. Brent Shoup will lead things off against Danny Lee. First pitch swinging, fouls it away. It's 0-1.
Tell you what, going back to the comment we made earlier, there are dogs on and off this field. We got people who brought their pets in here, and the dogs who are out there on this field absolutely playing incredible on the night. Bulldogs here up 8-0 in the run count.
Here is a foul tip into the glove of Leanna Patz, and it's no balls and two strikes. Trying to keep the strikeout train rolling. Cobras do have a hit. They've also drawn a walk. There's another ground ball through the legs, and that's going to be in the left field. And again, unofficially, I think the speed of Shoup would have beat it out. So unofficially, the second hit, it'll be a single for Shoup. And she is at first with nobody out.
If you're on Jackson Heights, you're kind of turning things on here because if you go 8-0 into the bottom of the fifth and McLeod's just scored two runs, the game's called 10-5.
Quick pause by the umpire as Shoup works on the shoestrings over there down the first base line. So two hits now for Jackson Heights. Both have been singles. The other in the last inning by Jennifer Buck.
Tell you what, it's a fast baseball game. Looks to be entering the top of the sixth right now. 4-0, McLeod leads.
So here we go, the lefty. And Cochran steps in, takes a first pitch strike from Danny Lee. Runner at first, nobody out. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Bulldogs leading here at home, 8-0. High fly ball, left side, foul. That was very close to hitting somebody. That is just
tell you what, not
that is a
many
tough deal, man, on these foul balls.
Not many foul balls have gotten over this net. I haven't seen too many fields that make a net quite this high as a backdrop.
Pitch outside. Runner takes off, and the throw sails into center. Good speed by Shoup, and she steals second base.
That's the that's the second time a Cobra has reached second here on a steal, but not a Cobra tonight, and slipped their way onto third base.
Pitch was high and outside. Now one ball and two strikes here to Layla Cochran. The Shoup at second base and nobody out. Next pitch low and outside. Good eye. It's two balls and two strikes. So balls that have been put in play for Jackson Heights have resulted in base runners. There has not been an out recorded that hasn't been a strikeout. There's another, 13 now, as Cochran goes down swinging. First out of the inning, and that brings up Fisher. So Shoup at second, now one down. Danny Lee, 13 strikeouts in the game.
The Cobras still in a comfortable spot, only one out, runner on second. Good single, could score it.
Off-speed pitch, tails away outside, one ball and no strikes. And we'll see how the weather plays out here over the next few days, but it looks a little iffy once again. We're scheduled to be back here on Thursday as they welcome in Troy, who's been playing pretty well here this season. And we're going to go back-to-back here in McLouth, but as of right now, the weather doesn't look like it is going to want to cooperate at that point, but people around here know that is always subject to change. There's a swing and a miss on a 2-0 pitch. And two balls and one strike here on Fisher.
Just under the fastball, once again, kind of in the story of the night. Just a couple inches, a couple feet below the fastball.
High fastball, swing and a miss, and it's 2-2. Every swing and miss on the fastball is just late. It is just so hard to time that perfectly. Next pitch up and away. So now three balls and two strikes. It runs full with Mulroy due up next.
Tell you what, it's not just the timing, but it's the location of the fastball or the breaker or the riser. No matter what pitch is thrown, the Cobras just can't find the area of it.
There's a swing and a miss on a 3-2 pitch, and down goes Fisher.
Now that time that was pure timing right there, a late swing, just one that went right down the middle. Fisher definitely had the right area, just not the right timing.
14 outs, 14 strikeouts for Danny Lee. Shoup is the runner at second base, now two down, and Mulroy an opportunity here. If she can pile up a base hit, shows bunt, fouls it away, and it's 0-1. So again, unofficially, two hits for the Cobras, Buck and then Shoup, and then also Keough reached in first via a walk. There's the lone base runner so far today for the Cobras. Clough leading 8-0. No balls and one strike here on Mulroy. And a swing and a miss. And now a throw to third. Well in time. And the out is recorded. So Shoup tries to steal third. And Leanna Patz to carry. Having none of that. So that ends the top of the fifth inning with a runner taken off the board. 8-0. Still the shutout intact for McClough. And two runs will end it. As we head to the bottom of the fifth inning, it's high school softball here on KNZA.
Tis the season at Wilson Tire and Holton.
No, not that season. It's rebate season.
So rev up your savings with top brands at unbeatable prices. Experience the quality performance you trust from major brands like Nexen, Hankook, Cooper, and Toyo. From all season to all terrain, we've got the tires you need to conquer the road. And for a limited time, enjoy exclusive rebates on select models. So don't miss out. Call Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire, 785-362-8473, or check us out online at wilsontireks.com.
We made offers subject to availability. See Wilson Tire for details. Offer ends soon.
Welcome to State Farm, Mr. Murphy. What do you have there?
Metal detector. You mentioned you were going to comb through my auto policy to unearth some hidden savings, and I figured you could use this.
I just meant I'd give you our discount double check. I'd dig through your policy and see if there's some discounts you could be taking advantage of.
Well, there must be a lot of metal in your desk.
It's a metal desk.
Always looking for the discounts you deserve. That's State Farm's discount double check. Get to a better state. State Farm.
Call Gus Juarez in Holton to unearth your discounts. 364-3890.
KNZA.
High school softball here on KNZA. Brandon, Crinden, Seth all with you. Shout out to everyone hanging in the studios. We got an 8-0 McClough lead and two runs here in the fifth. We'll end it via the run rule, so we'll see. Cochran back to work. First pitch and a foul by Leanna Patz, who is 1-for-2 with a double and an RBI.
Tell you what, the last inning for Layla Cochran was a dominant one here. At the bottom of the fourth, a 3-up, 3-down, 2 strikeouts. Line out caught from taking Fisher.
She has struck out 5 today. The next pitch is fouled away quickly to Patz, now 0-2. Patz had a double in the first and drove in a run and then struck out in the third. But if McClough tallies 2 here in this inning, the game will be over. Next pitch off speed in the dirt. Good eye for Patz. It's 1-2. Patz entered the game today with a 455 average. Just caught a piece there to stay alive at 1-2. Just fouled it away. That double was her 26th hit of the season and her 7th double of the season. And the RBI was her 23rd of the season. 1-2 here for Cochran. Off speed and outside, 2-2. Defense fairly straight up for the most part for Jackson Heights. Behind Cochran is the next pitch, high and away, and it's 3-2.
And Pat's the senior, staying very patient here, was on a 1-2 count, now to the full 3-2.
And a great eye. It was over, but just a little bit upstairs, and that is a leadoff walk. So Pat's on for a second time in 3 at-bats, and here's Leanna Larson, who is 1-for-2 with a single and a run scored.
One thing to mention about Leanna Larson, she represents the game-ending run here. She can get herself back to home.
First pitch a little bit outside here to Larson. It's 1-0. Pats at first with nobody out here in the fifth. 8-0 is the McLeod lead. Pitch by Cochran is hits a shallow center, and it drops in front of Shoup. She couldn't get there in time. It was just past the edge of the grass. And that will be a bloop single by Larson, her second hit today. And as Crendon mentioned, she represents what would be the game-winning run via the run rule. And she is at first base. So Pat's at second. And Larson is at first base. And here's Abby Pats, who has reached twice. And the pitch is low for a ball, and it gets away from Kausert just enough to allow both runners to advance. So on the wild pitch, Pats, that's Leanna Pats over to third. Leanna Larson to second, and Abby Pats now with a 1-0 count, and a base hit could win the game. There's a swing and a miss by Abby, and it's 1-1. Well, McLeod trying to go to 19-2 overall. They have a scheduled game with Troy on Thursday, which would be their regular season finale. Now it's fouled right back to us. 1-2. And we were talking, Crendon, Jackson Heights, they're scheduled to play Olpe on Thursday, and then they had a game against St. Mary's, but not sure if that one's potentially going to be played or not next week. So Olpe could be the regular season finale. There's a swing and a miss, and down goes Pats for out number one.
Yeah, it's going to be a very hard kind of transition on the season. Jackson Heights going into their regional. This might be the last game they see for a week and a half, 2 weeks. So we'll see.
It's always tough this time of the year playing around this Kansas weather. So one out, two on. And it gets away to the backstop. Both runners advancing. Throw to home and underneath the tag. And the run is in to make it 9-0. So Leanna Patch scores on the wild pitch. And boy, it looked like it was going to be out. It was a great play by Kausert to get the throw low and on the bag. But Cochran, I guess, didn't appear to apply the tag in time. And it's now 9-0. And Larson goes to third. And she represents the winning run. And here is Coffin, takes one up and in. Count now 2-0. So really, with one out, any ball put in play could potentially end the game. There's a swing and a miss. Good off-speed pitch. Had Coffin out in front, and it's 2-1.
The baseball game to our right here, McLeod versus Jackson Heights, will enter the top of the 7. McLeod up 4-0 against the Cobras.
Bulldogs here trying to finish off this game. If they can get the run in from third and Larson, there's a foul tip on a bunt attempt by Coffin. It evens up at 2-2. McLeod 3 in the first. They scored 4 in the second. They added 1 in the third. They were held off the board in the fourth, and they have already tallied 1 here in the fifth, and 1 more ends the game. Next pitch high, and it's 3-2 with Crescenda Bandel, the top of the order, due up next. Jackson Heights, this would drop them to 11-6 if the result holds here. There's a hard shot, but foul down the left field line, and we'll do it again at 3-2.
Sophomore Charlie Coffin, really what you want to do up here is just kind of work the pitcher, get a pitch you like, and it doesn't have to be something flashy. Just a sacrifice pop-up line, a grounder, gets your winning run home.
See if they can put it in play, and it's poked to the left side, and it drops in over the third baseman and Mulroy, and the run is in, and the game is over. So it's finished off the bat of the number 9 hitter, Charlie Coffin, drives in the game-winning run and via the run rule in 10. It is a 10-0 five-inning win for the McLeod Bulldogs. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back and wrap up the broadcast here after this on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
Holton Community Hospital is proud to offer pulmonary rehabilitation, a service designed for those experiencing chronic lung conditions. The HCH program offers monitored exercise, medication education, including oxygen therapy, diet and nutritional information, plus techniques and strategy to manage lung conditions and improve your breathing. Talk to your doctor to find out if pulmonary rehab is right for you, as your insurance may pay for all or part of this therapy. Holton Community Hospital and Family Medicine. Personalized care close to home. Online at HoltonHospital.com.
KNZA.
Final thought here on KNZA. McLeod softball with the win this afternoon against Jackson Heights by a 10-0 five-inning final. Brandon, Crendon, Seth, one final time. Expectations certainly high for the defending champs and the Bulldogs. They had their 42-game winning streak snapped just over a week and a half ago at Rossville. They bounced back with two big wins at Atchison, but this is a team that has all the talent in the world to repeat and get another state championship. We saw Danny Lee put on a clinic today, both inside the circle and at the plate. And, of course, these two will play one more here coming up in a bit with the audio available on the Cobra channel. But nonetheless, just kind of a thought and a highlight here from this first one.
Absolute highlight, Danny Lee. Great game, two hit home runs. I kind of going to this one, I was like, hey, I think she can hit two home runs in this one. You kind of looking at the field. Yeah, she did. Two dead center, 200 feet. She let them land in the 14 strikeouts. It's pretty clear if you were to give a player of the game who it would be on. And she's got that dog in her, and she owns the dog pound here, and she did all last year, and I wouldn't be surprised this year she wins. Well, All-State pitcher, but also All-State player overall. But, you know, Jackson Heights, they kind of held their own just a little bit. I mean, you kind of compare how this Bulldogs team has played similar opponents. They've kind of run-ruled them a lot earlier and put up more points or more runs. Jackson Heights, they kind of held their own. They were able to play decently defensively, minus the home runs and some of the three errors that they had on the game. It wasn't all that bad for them. And, you know, kind of talking about Layla Cochran, she finished the game for herself with about a numerous amount of strikeouts.
I think she finished with six strikeouts. She did have one late.
So, you know, pretty good game from pitcher to pitcher, the sophomore against the junior. It's going to be fun watching these two play again next year and see how they develop into their, well, be the final year for Danny Lee, but it'll be the second to final for Layla Cochran.
So, again, 19-2 now is McLeod on the year. And you look at McLeod, now 11 of their 19 wins have come via the shutout. So, again, Danny Lee, our highlight here today, two home runs, four driven in. She scored twice, and 14 of the 15 outs inside the circle she got via the strikeout. Final tallies in this game, McLeod 10 runs, 10 hits. They left 3 on base, no errors. And for Jackson Heights, no runs, 2 hits, 2 left. Their defense committed 3 errors. Just a little bit over an hour on the game time. 71 degrees was the temp at first pitch. Both these teams have scheduled games on Thursday. Jackson Heights is scheduled to host Olpe, while McLeod is supposed to be back here at home taking on Troy, which we are scheduled to have for you, that game against Troy, coming up on a Thursday afternoon. So again, McLeod now 19-2, league champs once again, as they had that secured before entering today's ball game as well. Jackson Heights, they dropped to 11-6, 8-5 in league play. These two will play game two of this doubleheader coming up here in about 25 minutes or so. And again, Crindon's going to hang around. That'll be audio only on the Cobra channel. So if you want to catch that, you can certainly still listen to game number two of this one with Crindon Profit on the call there on the Cobra channel. Just go to mscsports.net, listen live, click on that Cobra channel link. It'll take you right to where you need to be. Again, the final score in our broadcast here today, defending 2-1-A champs McLeod, showing the muscle and the hustle with a 10-0 five-inning win over league opponent Jackson Heights. For Crindon, Seth in studio, I'm Brandon. Thanks for listening to High School Softball, and we're planning on talking to you on Thursday for another one here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Thanks for listening to exclusive coverage of high school athletics right here on Kansaland Radio.